everybody. My name is Kyle Johnson, and I'm the chair of Bike Loud PDX. And first off, I just wanted to extend my condolences to the family of Sarah Pliner and for everybody who witnessed this horrific crash. 2 weeks ago, when I heard the news that someone had been hit and killed on Powell, my first thought was to think of all the people I know who ride their bikes through this intersection. Because instead of Sarah, it could have been any one of them. Sarah Pliner's death was not an accident. It was the result of a series of decisions transportation leaders have made. In 2018, we stood at that very intersection to protest the removal of the green painted bike boxes. We stood there because We protested there because we knew those green bike boxes made us safer. They let people in cars know that there were bikes that used the street, and they increased the visibility of people on bikes. Why would anybody remove those bike boxes? There used to be a marked crosswalk in Pedestrian Island at Powell and 28th Place. ODOT removed those too. Last year, two Portlanders were killed crossing on foot a block from that intersection. There used to be a school speed zone in front of Cleveland High School. ODOT removed that, raised the speed limit, and defended the higher speed on the grounds that the students here are vigilant. If you go up and down Powell, you'll see no pedestrian crossing signs, as well as places where there used to be no crossing signs until drivers run them over. That's the approach ODOT has taken on Powell for decades, as well as their other urban highways. To design the roads only for the capacity and speed of private automobiles, and to manage safety for people outside of cars by telling them to go somewhere else. Sarah paid the price for that approach. It doesn't work. It doesn't work because people live here, people work here, people bike to their jobs, kids walk to school, people in wheelchairs roll to the bus, families walk to the park. Everyone should be able to get to where they need to go safely. This problem is much bigger than just Powell Boulevard. Last year, Portland had its worst year of traffic deaths in 30 years. And more than half of those deaths happen on streets that are owned by ODOT. We demand a Portland where it's safe to cross the street in front of your school. A Portland where we do not remove bike boxes, but we add them. A Portland where we do not redirect bike traffic to side streets because our main streets are safe and convenient no matter how you get around. We want a Portland where Sarah Pliner is still planning to open her new restaurant. We demand that ODOT use their blueprint for urban design on all of their orphan highways. We demand safe school speed zones, safety cameras, and safe engineering on all blocks around transit stops, schools, and parks, and places people walk and roll to. We demand our streets keep us alive. So we look forward to hearing your vision for Powell and how through your leadership, we will make Portland a place that's safe to get around no matter how you get around. So thank you very much.